My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by, this is our first time having him on the show. Really excited to catch up with Bobby Witt Jr. on the show today. Bobby, man, we appreciate your time.
What's going on? How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Yesterday, I ate at Whataburger to get ready for this interview. I know that you recently signed a deal with them, and you are one of their endorsers now. What is your Whataburger order?
I got a little bit of everything. It just kind of depends on the day, but my go-to is the sweet and spicy bacon burger, but with no bacon.
Okay, do you ever kind of switch it up a little bit? Because I was looking at those wings, and I'm thinking, all right, I didn't come to Whataburger to order the wings, but I was kind of curious in trying them.
I actually haven't had them yet, so I need to try that. But I will go from a double cheese to a triple cheese, and then from breakfast, the honey butter chicken biscuit to the taquitos. I got a little bit of everything, the patty melts.
Okay, so Patrick is, you know, part owner of some of these. You know, you go around the city, and the ones that he owns, he has his jersey up. Are you interested in being part owner at Whataburger? Obviously, grew up in Texas. Your relationship with Patrick Mahomes, do you have any interest in getting into that venture?
Possibly down the road, but I thought that this step that we did here just with the kind of partnership is kind of one of those things that I've always kind of dreamed of, because being like an athlete and everything, and you get these partnerships, and something that I remember growing up was always going to Whataburger. My family's huge fans of Whataburger, so it was just pretty cool when we kind of came to agreement, and so yeah.
Right now, we're talking to Bobby Witt Jr. on the show today. Let's talk about a major reason why you're on the show today, to promote All-Star voting and you potentially going to your first All-Star game. Just how cool is it that I'm sure you grew up watching this game, hoping to play in it? How cool is it that your name is in consideration to be a starter for the All-Star game?
Yeah, it's an honor because of just being an All-Star is just it would be a dream come true. And so, just growing up watching the games and this one being in the hometown would be pretty special.
Who was your favorite player growing up?
I had a lot of different kind of play, favorite players, but Dustin Pedroia was my go-to guy, him and Derek Jeter. So kind of that Red Sox-Yankees little rivalry. I love watching those guys play. And then with the Rangers, I liked a lot of the guys. Michael Young was another one of my go-to guys.
It was, now that I think back into it, and I'm older than you, but I remember those Yankees and Red Sox games. I mean, there was a lot of competition. There was a lot of animosity in those Yankees and Red Sox games. I don't feel like we have that as much anymore.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was fun kind of seeing all that with what they went through and everything, that little rivalry.
Right now, we're talking to Bobby Witt Jr. So I was reading a story on you from Jeff Passan earlier today. And when you signed the contract in Kansas City, you got a text from four people. You got a text from Patrick Mahomes, Dustin Pedroia, Mike Trout, and Zach Greinke. When you got that text, who was the person that you replied to first?
Man, I can't really remember. But it was funny how it was kind of all four of them were like back to back to back to back. But I think Zach was the first one, and then Patrick. And then Pedroia after that, and then, yeah, and then Trout. So, actually, Trout might have been the first one. I think I replied to him first because he was the first one to text me, so which was pretty cool. But any time you get a text from any of those four guys, I felt like a little kid, and it was just smiling ear to ear. It fired me up.
I was just going to ask you, how cool is it now that obviously you still look up to these guys and the success that they've had, but you are a peer, you know, like now you look at them, you can go to them from advice, but you're also still competing against some of these guys as well. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's special just being able to do that and then just getting to know these guys and just know how great of just people they are and just know that they are people. And so it's pretty special just to kind of build relationships with guys around the league and guys that have played in the past, and just it's really special to guys that you look up and they're role models to you, and then now you're having a conversation with them. So yeah,
obviously you and Patrick Mahomes have developed a relationship over the years. You know, you both play professionally in Kansas City, you're both from Texas, so there's a lot of connection there. Have you guys ever played golf together?
No, I need to work on my game before that happens. I've heard he's, and even just watching him on TV golfing, I need a lot more work for that to happen. So one of these, but luckily, as of now, not luckily, but our schedules don't match up, so we can never really get a match. So it gives me an excuse not to have to do that right yet.
Yeah, I was going to ask you who would win in a game. I think what you have to do is you have to talk really big like you would play, and then anytime he asks you to play, oh, you're busy, you know, you got to play baseball.
Yeah, that or just I need a couple strokes aside, a bunch of strokes each side.
Right now we're talking to Bobby Witt Jr. I actually wanted to ask you this. When was the last time that you got timed on your 40? Because there was a note that came out a couple of days ago that you ran from home plate to third base in 11 seconds, which just doesn't even seem like a realistic time. I know it's not really a baseball thing, but when's the last time that you ran the 40?
It was my freshman year of high school. I think it was the fall or summer camp or something for football, because I stopped playing football after my sophomore year. And so I think it was a 4.49 it was. So, yeah.
What if you just, like, ran it today? Just one day you just were curious, like, I'm curious what my 40 is. What time do you think you would run today?
I have no idea. I know I've gotten a lot faster since then, so I'm not completely sure.
When you were a freshman, Bobby Witt Jr., what position in football did you play?
I was receiver and cornerback, so I played DB and receiver. So I pretty much would play kind of first half at DB, played both ways, and then second half came into receiver.
Okay,
we were
so
down
like,
a little bit.
Okay, so you're like Travis Hunter a little bit. Which one did you like more, playing on offense or defense?
Oh, I love scoring. Offense for sure. I didn't really like hitting people. I'd take the hit, but just some of the times I wasn't the best tackler, I'd say.
I was reading
didn't have a good form tackle.
Bobby, my bad. I was reading a couple of days ago, and they had a shortstop draft on ESPN, and they were going through all the shortstops in the draft and factoring their age and conversation, and Buster Olney took you with the number one overall pick. When you hear people kind of compare you with some of the other great players in the game and they put you at the top of this conversation, just take us through how that makes you feel and just also motivating you to continue to work hard to validate how people feel about you.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think you hit it on the head. It's one of those things, like, anyone can put it on paper and do this and that, but you just got to kind of prove them right, I guess. And so just got to keep working. It's more motivation than anything whenever those publications or whatever comes out. And so, yeah.
We were talking about the All-Star game. I know a lot of people are wondering if you're considering doing the Home Run Derby. I mean, if you got the phone call from Major League Baseball to do the Home Run Derby, would you consider doing it?
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool just kind of do it in the home state. And I've done one back in high school. And so, yeah, I've seen Salvi do them, and he said he enjoyed them a lot. And so, yeah, it'd be kind of cool.
Has anybody reached out to you? Has anybody asked you to do it?
No, not really. So it's just kind of one of those things that maybe, I don't know.
Right now, we're talking to Bobby Witt Jr. here for a couple more minutes here. I am curious. So my boss actually told me this. I learned that you originally committed to Oklahoma. What was it like to grow up in Texas? I know your dad went to Oklahoma. You committed to Oklahoma. What was it like to grow up in the heart of Texas but cheer for OU?
Yeah, so my mom, dad, two older sisters also went there. They cheered there. And so I was kind of sooner born and sooner bred. And so, yeah, that was somewhere that I always wanted to go. Like, dreaming in middle school, I was going to go there to play football and baseball. That was the ultimate goal. I love watching the football games up there and going to the games quite a bit in the off season. But yeah, just where I'm at in DFW, it's actually University of Oklahoma is closer than the University of Texas. So driving wise, so which is kind of cool.
Who was your favorite OU player growing up?
Growing up, I had a lot of guys. I got lucky with Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, all the guys, list goes. Landry Jones kind of was like my start quarterback wise. And then just watching all those guys run through there, Adrian Peterson, the list goes on and on. And even Caleb Williams was just there. And the guy that got there now this year is going to be solid. And so, yeah, I just love watching the Sooners. That's something that I enjoy in the off season.
Freshman year, Adrian Peterson is just one of the greatest players that I had ever seen. I was a big Sam Bradford guy in college. I feel like the injuries really derailed his career. I thought Sam Bradford had a chance to be really, really good.
Yeah, I was at the game whenever they were playing BYU, I think, when he got hurt at the Cowboys Stadium, one of the first games at the Cowboys Stadium. So, yeah, that was tough for sure.
Last couple of questions
and
here.
Even Jalen Hurts, you can throw him out there too.
Yeah, no, Jalen Hurts obviously had a great career at Oklahoma. My producer and I are really excited about the new college football game. Not sure if you're a video game guy or not. Are you interested in the new college football game?
Oh yeah, 100%. I haven't played video games since I've played video games before the last game came out, but I've been kind of waiting until this new one comes out. I'm pumped. A lot of guys in the clubhouse are pumped about it. And so definitely going to be playing that when it comes out.
Okay. That's good to hear. Who on the team acts like they're really good at video games, but you've seen them play or you played them, you're like, you're not really that good.
I haven't really seen a lot of guys play video games. I've seen Vinny play. He talks a big game. Him and MJ both, they like to run their mouths with their video games. So I'll kind of have to see it to believe it. We might have to have a little tournament or something.
I'll get you out of here with this, Bobby, and I appreciate your time. How fun is it to just be playing in games that really matter? Like, you have already gone through the ups and downs in your Major League Baseball career. How fun is it to be in the wild card hunt, to be in the divisional hunt, and every single day going to the ballpark has real meaning?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This is what we were thinking about towards the end of the year last year. We knew that this is what we want to do. We want to win. And so some of the changes that were made were extremely huge for the team, and then just what were the teams doing, they're all bought into just winning, and I think that's kind of the ultimate goal. And then now that we got fans coming out, the noise is getting louder, the guys are getting fired up, so it's a lot of fun. So yeah, hopefully keep coming out.
You have a popular catchphrase right now. Just tell us how this catchphrase come about, and I'm guessing you got to get some kind of royalties on all of this.
Yeah, I guess I said it one day and then it's stuck, so we just got to keep doing it, keep playing some ball.
And that is Bobby Witt Jr. joining us on the show today. He's trying to make the All-Star game for the first time, and I got a good feeling that he is going to represent the Kansas City Royals in this year's All-Star game. Bobby, man, happy to have you join us on the show, man. We got to do this again sometime.
Perfect. Thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.